This is the ethanol report. As the deadline gets closer for EPA to propose new volume obligations under the Renewable Fuel Standard, the Renewable Fuels Association has released a new study disputing oil industry claims that the use of RIN credits under the RFS have had an impact on gas prices.
And there were two key findings. One, that changes in the price of a renewable identification number, or RIN, did not cause changes in retail gasoline prices over the past year or more. And two, the retail gasoline prices are driven primarily by, movements in crude oil prices and the secondary changes in the price spread between domestic and international crude oil levels. And then, of course, vehicle miles driven have had an impact as well. Nowhere in there is the Renewable Fuel Standard Program. Nowhere in there is the price of a RIN.
RFA President and CEO Bob Dineen says the new analysis also supports the findings of a recent study by a former White House economic advisor who was involved with the approval of EPA's original 2014 RFS proposal that was ultimately withdrawn.
Jim Stock, who had been in the White House, was one of the OMB officials that had looked at the RFS and ultimately approved the release of a proposed rule in November of 2013. He has since left, and he writes in a paper last month concluding that RIN prices did not impact consumer gasoline prices. I wish he had had that revelation when he was at OMB, and perhaps we would have had the mess that we're still looking at and dealing with.
Going into the Memorial Day weekend, Dineen also responded to claims by the oil industry and marine engine manufacturers that boaters are demanding ethanol-free fuel.
They tell this tale about how E15 cannot be used in marine engines and express all kinds of concern that if EPA were to drive the RFS beyond the 10% blend wall, that suddenly marinas would have nothing else to do but to force E15 on boaters. Well, E15 is not legally allowed in those engines. So they set up a straw man and then cry about how we have to knock it down. Every marine engine manufacturer today approves the use of E10. And nobody has talked about E10 going away. It has got to stay around for marine engines, for small engines, for all those vehicles and engines that are not approved for E15.
Dineen has his own advice for boaters heading out onto the water this summer.
The advice I'd give them is take a look at your owner's manual. And your owner's manual will say up to 10% ethanol blends are approved for use. Go to your marina. You're not going to find E15 there. You would have to search high and wide across this country to find E15 anywhere right now, unfortunately, because the oil companies have done such a good job at discouraging their franchisees from even offering the product. But it certainly isn't at any marina. And they should put E10, which is a higher octane fuel. It's gasoline on steroids. It doesn't pollute. It'll pull your jet skier. It'll pull your tuber. It'll get you to your favorite fishing hole, and you can know that you're supporting America's farmers and clean water by using 10% ethanol blends.
After the Memorial Day holiday, Dineen says the industry will be on the lookout for the release of EPA's new volume obligation proposal under the RFS, which will include requirements for 2014, 2015, and 2016.
We believe that EPA will meet the deadline that they agreed to, and will promulgate a proposal on June 1. We hope that that proposal pays a little bit more attention to the statute and does not further the notion that the blend wall should be a limiting factor on the nation's use of renewable fuels. And so we're watching that carefully. Of course, it will still be just a proposal. And a final rule isn't expected until next November.
As the industry waits for the proposal, and they continue having to dispute, refute, and respond to various claims the oil industry makes about the RFS and renewable fuels in general, Dineen believes they're making a difference.
I have to believe that. The fact of the matter is, more and more members of Congress, more and more folks within the administration are hearing the other side now. The facts are on our side. Consumers have recognized that our overdependence on petroleum, particularly imported petroleum, is having consequences not just for their wallets, but for our nation's economic and energy future, not to mention the environmental damage caused by petroleum. There was yet another oil spill in the pristine waters off of the coast of California. We have got to wrap ourselves around the notion that the only way to protect our environment, our economy, and our energy future is with diversity, with renewable fuels that are cleaner and safer.
I'm Cindy Zimmerman with the Ethanol Report.